Network, Albert speaking.
Yeah, hi, Albert. You have it.
Hey, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, you're welcome.
Yeah, for talking to you again. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why is my husband still in court? Because he wants to divorce me, to give me a Jewish debt, you don't have to be in court. Like, why is he still in court?
Why is he in court now? I'm not I heard you, but I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I'm saying if he wants to divorce me,
uh-huh.
If he wants to divorce me, then he divorces me in a Jewish court.
Right. So the question was, why is he, I'm not clear on that.
Why is he still in secular court? Like it's both made up that we're going to pull out for 6 months. So why is he still in court?
Ah, got it. Okay. Let me take a look. Talking to myself, concentrate. I'm looking at just the vibration of the question, because questions have a vibration to the specific answer. There are many ways I work. Your date of birth, of course, is one, but the vibration of the question is another. So I'm going to look at that vibration. Talking to myself, okay? Let me take a look here. I'm looking at the ruler. I'm going to definitely use that on the phone.
You need his date of birth?
Not yet. I'm focusing
okay.
just on the question. Thank you. Okay. There are two things that come up here, okay? The first one mm-hmm. is definitely power and control. The second one is money. Maybe this could be the best way he can, the best way to drive to that path. There's a third reason, and I get a feeling he has connections. I have a question for you.
1 second, hold on. With money, he's going to lose money if it goes to forensics.
Okay. Let me just chime in on
unless you're telling me that he has connections, which I feel he does.
Yes, he does. I want to chime in on something just to give you clarity, okay? Yo, it could simply be this is his illusion. It doesn't mean it's reality-based. It's like a person who fantasizes about the ice cream. It doesn't mean that their dreams come true once they eat the ice cream. Do you follow what I mean? He could be just following a fairy tale. You're asking me why in terms of this, the way he's been preceding this. It could simply be an illusion. It doesn't mean that it's logical. So I just wanted to, I want to just clear that
but
so
he's
that you
very,
have.
He's very logical.
I'm referring to the logic of the answer. I'm not referring to his logic. And just because this answer comes up, it does not mean that it is his best execution, because people make mistakes, and this could be a mistake of his. But regardless, you're asking me, you know, what's behind all this, and I'm just giving you the immediate answers that come up. One is domination. Two, it's money. Three, it could simply be connections that he has. Let's not complicate the question, okay? Just giving specific answers come up to specific questions, because there's a certain
part. Does he have connections to the judge? Does something change?
Okay, let me take a look.
Or to my lawyer.
All right, let me know when I can look, because I need to concentrate.
Because go ahead.
It feels like a yes. I think he knows one of them. I think he does know
one
of them. I don't know. That have no way of getting you at all. I wish I could. And for me, that's impossible. I will say one thing, though. If you ask me, I get possibly old or older, maybe a widower. And that's a big maybe.
Look, the judge is a gay lady.
Okay.
Her name is Sherry Eisenpress. So maybe some rabbis, like, paid her off. So something changed. Everything was going towards me, and then something changed. Or it's my lawyer, Eric Thorson.
You definitely need another lawyer. I do not recommend this attorney at all. I've always felt that. Always.
Okay, so the new lawyer should be either like a public defendant, which is not good. or somebody here, his name is Chris Kokinas, he's from Greece, and he felt bad for me and he said he would try to use his lawyer.
Chris, I'm sorry, Chris. Okay, let me take a look. So you're asking me, would Chris be a better one for you?
No. That's the person who, he didn't give me the name of his lawyer yet. Chris Kokinas is his name, is the name of the guy that said he would pay for a lawyer for me.
I'm unclear. I need you to really dumb the question down. I'm sorry. I need to know where to look.
Chris's lawyer. Would that lawyer be good for me?
Okay, so somebody else's lawyer. Got it. Okay, let me take a look here. I know where to put that. Okay, yes. The answer is yes. Yes. Much better than the one that you've got, for sure. Yes.
Chris's lawyer could win the case for me?
Well, I'm looking at better. This lawyer has to do the work. He's got to do his job. But this is a much better one for you. Hands down, much better.
Is he going to do the job?
You're going to really have a good chit-chat and put forth some boundaries, because you've got a lot of stuff that needs to be unraveled. And you know, I think you really could probably benefit from mentioning that you suspect that money is being, you know, washed and hidden and that sort of thing, that there is, you know, some under-the-table transaction. I think you need to get the attorney in on that. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, this guy claims he's going to get a forensic accountant. Okay, next question.
Yes.
What is Bela Perlstein? What role does she play?
I'm sorry, what was the name? Dana, what?
Bela, B-A-I-L-A.
Oh, Bela. Bela
Perlstein.
Okay, let me see if I get an answer. I get definitely some questionable behavior here. She's connected to the husband, is that correct?
Yeah. So she's telling my kids not to speak to me.
Was she involved in this
show? Is she?
Yeah, it feels like there was something going on there. She feels very hidden. A person kept very much like a secret. A person who I got a weird question for you. Is someone like in her far family know his family or connected to his family? Maybe they live in the same community, in a different country, or just like far away or something like that?
Yeah, her sister was supposed to date my husband.
Okay, I need to say, her sister, okay,
was supposed to date my husband, but they didn't.
Got it. Okay. So we're talking like childhood familiarity type of thing?
They were supposed to date. She claimed she wanted to marry my husband, but my mother-in-law said no.
Okay. Because it really feels it comes from a long time ago in a different community where people were different. Things were just different than they are today, for sure. It really feels to me there's some involvement this woman has with him. Yeah, it does.
I know she's, like, controlling, like, the phone calls.
Absolutely.
And she's controlling everything. Mm-hmm. The question is, she's sexually with him?
It feels like there was some sexual activity there. The answer is yes.
So then she has to get divorced. There's no way she can live with her husband.
Oh, boy. Yeah. This is turning into the Jerry Springer show. Yeah, it sounds like it. Jeez.
How do I catch her?
Investigator. You've got to get an investigator. Because an investigator will do a stakeout. They will take pictures. It's similar. I don't know if you've seen this like in the movies or on the television shows.
No, I know, but I'm saying, actually, they were sexually involved in my house, right?
I would never be able to see at all where that
liaison took place. It's impossible for me. Now, you know me, if I can't get an answer, I'll tell you straight out, I can't get you an answer to that. But I do have a comment to make about her.
You do what?